Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Revenge, the Inside Story of Trump's Return to Power is a Political Narrative and Reporting-Driven Account by Alex Eisenstadt that examines Donald Trump's 2024 comeback campaign. Drawing on extensive interviews and unusual access to Mar-a-Lago, the courtroom, and Trump Force One, the book reconstructs how Trump navigated a series of extraordinary obstacles on the road back to the White House. Its focus is not simply on what happened in the election cycle, but on how Trump and his inner circle interpreted, exploited, and sometimes helped shape each crisis. The book is especially concerned with the political logic of revenge, grievance, and party control, showing how those forces became central to Trump's public image and campaign strategy. It is best understood as an inside reporting book for readers who want a close view of campaign mechanics, elite decision-making, and the transformation of adversity into political advantage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Trump turned a difficult post-2020 environment into a comeback narrative. A central theme of the book is Trump's ability to reframe a politically dangerous environment as proof of strength. The aftermath of January 6, the presence of multiple indictments and doubts inside the Republican Party could have weakened a normal candidate. But Eisenstadt presents these pressures as material Trump used to deepen loyalty and intensify his message. The book argues that Trump did not merely survive these conditions. He converted them into a story of persecution and vindication. That framing matters because it helps explain why legal jeopardy and controversy did not function as standard liabilities. Instead, they reinforced the idea that Trump was fighting enemies on behalf of supporters who saw themselves as ignored or unfairly targeted. This is one of the book's most important analytical points. Political damage can become political fuel when a candidate is already built around grievance and confrontation. Secondly, inside the Republican primary battle and Trump's grip on the party, the book pays close attention to the Republican primary, where Trump's position was never entirely secure but remained dominant because of his hold over the party base and elite incentives. Eisenstadt shows how challengers such as Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley struggled to create a decisive alternative, in part because the field was shaped by Trump's early moves and by other Republicans' reluctance to confront him directly. A key insight is that Trump's post-midterm announcement and aggressive posture helped freeze the field, signaling that the contest would still run through him. The primary coverage is valuable because it explains party control as a strategic phenomenon, not just a popularity contest. Trump's dominance came from a combination of personal branding, fear among rivals, and the reality that many Republican actors continued to calculate around him rather than against him. The book, therefore, reads as an account of how a party can become structurally locked to one figure. Thirdly, Mar-a-Lago and Trump Force One as political operating centers. Rather than treating the campaign as an abstract national contest, the book locates much of its action inside Trump's physical world, especially Mar-a-Lago and Trump Force One. These settings matter because they show how campaign decisions were filtered through a highly personalized environment where loyalty, access, and improvisation carried great weight. Eisenstadt's access allows him to depict the campaign as a lived system of conversations, anxieties, and tactical adjustments rather than a polished message machine. That perspective helps readers understand why Trump's operation often appears chaotic from the outside, but coherent from within. It was built around a small circle, rapid response, and Trump's own instincts. The setting also reinforces the book's central premise that Trump's politics are inseparable from his personal sphere. In this sense, Mar-a-Lago is not just a residence or venue. It functions as a governing and campaign hub where image, grievance, and power merge into one political ecosystem. Fourthly, campaign strategy built around retribution, not normal policy politics. The book's title captures one of its core arguments: revenge is not just a rhetorical flourish in Trump's politics, but a governing and campaign framework. Eisenstadt portrays Trump as an avatar of vengeance, someone who translated resentment into a durable political identity. This helps explain why the campaign's message often centered less on conventional policy detail and more on restoring status, punishing opponents, and settling perceived scores. The book suggests that this style of politics is effective because it gives emotional coherence to a broad range of events, from legal battles to media clashes to intra-party fights. Rather than separating strategy from personality, the narrative shows that Trump's persona is the strategy. That insight is important for understanding modern campaigning, where emotional resonance can matter more than policy precision. The book is therefore less about a platform than about a political operating logic built on retaliation, loyalty, and public combat. Lastly, deep reporting on a controversial and highly managed campaign, Revenge stands out because it relies on more than surface-level recounting of headlines. The book draws on over 300 interviews and access to insiders, allowing Eisenstadt to reconstruct moments that were hidden from public view or only partly understood at the time. This reporting method is especially important in a campaign where messaging was tightly controlled, and many actions were designed for maximum political effect. The book also generated attention for allegations about an early look at Fox News town hall questions, underscoring its willingness to probe sensitive relationships between Trump's team and media institutions. Even when readers approach such claims cautiously, the broader value of the book remains its investigative depth and its ability to connect isolated events into a larger political pattern. Compared with standard campaign books, it offers not only chronology, but an explanation of how narrative control, media access, and internal discipline shape the road to victory. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an inside account of how Trump's 2024 return to power was built, defended, and narrated from within his political world. Political journalists, campaign professionals, students of modern American politics, and readers trying to understand the Trump phenomenon will get the most from it. Its main value is not just that it recounts events many readers already know, but that it explains how those events were processed by Trump and his team in real time. That gives it more analytical force than a standard election chronicle. What makes it stand out in the crowded field of Trump books is its combination of deep sourcing, physical proximity to the campaign centers of power, and a clear organizing idea, revenge as a political instrument. Instead of treating Trump's comeback as a simple story of polling or personality, the book shows how grievance, loyalty, party discipline, and spectacle work together. Readers looking for a rigorous, access-rich account of a historically unusual campaign will find it especially useful. If you would like to support Alex Eisenstadt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.